today on Real Radio.
God knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation, out of a time of great testing and great difficulty. And that's a remarkable truth.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack in a message called What You Really Need to Know in These Last Days, as he continues his series called Combat Faith, a study in 2 Peter. Nothing seems to stop Peter from living out his faith in Jesus Christ, not even his age. Peter is much older now than when he wrote his first letter to the church. Still, he's showing a determination that we all can take a lesson from, to have a resilient, unwavering, and effective kind of faith that can stand up against the godless age in which we live. Now, as we head further into chapter 2, we'll find God's prophetic timeline. It's in this portion of Scripture where all that we've seen and heard confirms to us that we're living in the last days. Jesus encouraged us to be watchful and to keep looking up because we don't know the day or the hour of His return. The rapture of the church is yet to be fulfilled, and it can happen at any time. The believer's best hope for the future is that it will happen soon. So today on day 3 of this message, Pastor Jack goes on to say that the rapture will be the great separator that delivers us from the evil that's running rampant on this earth. We will be taken out of this world and out of harm's way. God has done it before with Noah and Lot and with Elijah, and God in His mercy will do it again for His church in the rapture. And now in his message called What You Really Need to Know in These Last Days, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Verse 25, and let us not neglect our meeting together. Don't neglect the gathering or the meeting together as some, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. That verse implies, listen, I'm going to pause for effect. That verse assumes that you are looking for his coming, that you look around the world and you sense something's up. Listen, Romans 13, verse 11, and do this, that's a command, do this, the Greek word is a command, do this, knowing the time that now it is the high time to awake out of sleep, that is out of apathy. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. Listen to this. The night is far spent. 2,000 years have gone by. I'm going to submit to you right now that the night is far spent. And the day is at hand, says the Bible. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. That's how you be ready, and that's how you get ready, by the motivation that Christ is coming. Fourthly, under this, regarding the church and you and I in these last days, and what you and I really need to know is that the rapture promotes holy living. Sounds much like the other about motivation, but holy living. He says in verse 9 of 2 Peter, the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. What a tremendous statement. So what does that look like? How do we play that out in life? I want all of you to write this down. This is very important passage indeed. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, starting there. Listen to this. Colossians 3, verse 1. The Bible says, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above where Christ is. Sounds like John 14, doesn't it? Seated at the right hand of God. Number 2, verse 2, set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. Verse 3, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Verse 4, listen to this, when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. That's Colossians 3, verses 1 through 4. That's an awesome statement, a remarkable statement. But you look at Hebrews 9, verse 28. Listen to this. So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. He said, Jack, didn't he die for everybody? Oh, yes, he died for everybody, but as I said earlier, not all benefit from it, but many do. So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time. Apart from sin, that is, the sin issue's over. That happened at the cross for salvation. Now you take that verse and it correlates perfectly with 2 Peter 2:9. God knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation, out of a time of great testing and great difficulty. And that's a remarkable truth. Next, in our fourth argument, I think we're looking, this should be number 5 now in our consideration. So look at it, it's 4E in your notes. What you and I really need to know in these last days is that the rapture is the great separator. And I won't spend much time on this, but the rapture will separate. The Bible tells us all of a sudden, when Christ comes, there'll be people that will be vanishing, instantly transformed into the spirit realm, gone. Now that sounds like a fantasy. That sounds like a story. That sounds crazy. And yet, you know what? It's happened in the Bible before. Elijah was taken up into heaven. The Bible tells us Enoch was taken up. The Bible tells us even that Philip was picked up from the earth and taken to another location in the book of Acts by the Holy Spirit. There's a coming separation. And I think right now, as families are gathered together around the world, and maybe couples are gathered together around the world, you think about the separation that's going to happen someday, because you know there's family members that do not believe. And there's going to be a family in heaven. All around the world, those of us who are believers, we are knit together, we're glued together by the Holy Spirit, and we are family. Let's be honest. Those of you who know what I'm talking about, we are more family than blood family. But there are those even on our own, we may be married to someone, or we may have children or parents that don't know the Lord and they refuse to know the Lord. Well, there's a day of separation coming when God will divide. Because it says in verse 9 of Peter that he can know also the time when he reserves the unjust under the punishment of the day. But there's a great separation. Galatians chapter 5 verse 5 says, "For we through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith." That implies those that are not waiting, they do not go. I personally believe that every true Christian will go, because I believe that every true Christian will be compelled by the Holy Spirit to be watching and waiting. And as I say that, you need to really be judging your own heart about the excitement level the return of Christ generates in your heart. You know how we've seen like science programs, or maybe in the lab where we strap little electrodes, you know, to someone's brain or head, I should say, and you can record the movement, and they'll show them pictures, and it gets all lively about something, and then it shows them a river flowing through the meadow, and their brainwave activity goes down. So when I talk to you about prayer and trust in the Lord, it's like, yeah, awesome. And then when I talk to you about the verses that say Jesus could come back today at any moment, the brainwave activity increases. It's like, yes! But if today you're saying, oh, I don't know if that's a good idea. I don't know if I'd like that. That scares me. Why? Why? This may be a dumb analogy, but you know, growing up, little kid, believing in Santa Claus, What did you do with the calendar? You counted the days down to the 24th. You couldn't, listen, you went to bed on Christmas Eve and you couldn't even sleep. I confess, man, I'm 62 years old. I remember it like yesterday. Yeah, I couldn't fall asleep. And then finally, when I did fall asleep, it wasn't for long, because I would get up so early. And I remember my mom and dad yelling at me saying, get back to bed. A lot of people today are saying, get that thinking out of your thought. Jesus isn't coming back. Watch out for that. No, you should be excited. You should get excited. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1. Listen to this. But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. Hey, I will talk more about this on Wednesday night. But all around the world right now, this is, I believe, one of those times. I believe the times and the seasons are being announced by God to the world right now, and he happens to be using this virus. He's got everyone's attention. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. Now listen, he's speaking to believers. So what is it that they know? For when they say, not you, when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness so that that day should overtake you as a thief. See, don't let anybody tell you that nobody can know when the Lord's coming. Listen, let's be very, very careful and specific. Nobody knows the day or the hour, but the Bible says that every believer will discern the times and the seasons. What does that mean? It means that you're going to have a feeling, a sense, you're going to have an awareness. You don't know the day or the hour, but you're thinking, this is a dynamic time. This is a global time. And I want to submit to you right now, friends, I want to tell you that radio is still happening, Christian radio all around the world. Today being the Lord's Day, Sunday, there's Christian television broadcasting going on around the world. And more than ever, there are churches around the world live streaming and going YouTube live and Facebook live with sermons. Now, I don't know the numbers. It's just not in my realm of figuring this out. But I'm hearing from other pastors and I'm hearing from our own team that we're seeing more viewership than ever before since this virus. Maybe it's true. Maybe it's not. I don't know. But I know this, that in the 21st century, right here, right now, I'm able to speak to 100, 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, 500,000, a million more people, maybe more. I think of tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be Monday. And in the United States, there's something called Sirius XM Radio. And our program is broadcast 5 days a week on that station that covers the entire nation. And by the way, I'm very grateful for the individuals who make that happen. And they have a 25 million subscriber membership list. Now, not all 25 million people are tuning into our program, but they could. By the way, that's at 1:30 Pacific time or New York time. I forget whatever time it is. It doesn't matter. It covers the nation. 4:30, I think, New York time. But you, brethren, are not in darkness so that that day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. For therefore, let us not sleep as others do, apathy, but let us watch and be sober. Do you hear that? You see how that dovetails into our message? Watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, spiritually speaking. To those who get drunk, they get drunk at night. It means people try to hide their sin. But, verse 8, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to this, who died for us, that whether we are alive or we die, we should always live together with him. What an awesome truth that is. Look at your notes. 4F is what we're looking at now. And that is the rapture delivers us from the wrath. It says here in verse 9 of 2 Peter, then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment. The Christian will never see a day of judgment. Jesus said so. That's an amazing statement. Think of that for a moment. This is so spectacular. I, because of Jesus, will never suffer wrath, that is the wrath of God, in my life. Ever. Listen, I'm going to be very honest with you. If the rapture doesn't happen today and I, for whatever reason, wind up in the hospital, I'm not going to like that, but I'm going to make it. Listen to me. I'm going to make it, whatever it is, heart attack, coronavirus, get hit by a truck, doesn't matter. Whatever throws me into the hospital, you know what I know? I don't like needles. I don't like getting poked on. And I don't like people touching stuff that ought not to be touched. But this I know. I'm going to make it. You say, well, aren't you Mr. Positive? Yes, I am, for this reason. If I die in that hospital bed or on that street or right here on this podium or in my sleep, I'm going to make it. I'm going straight to heaven. Why? How can I be so sure? Because the wrath of God that was ordered against my sins, the Bible says Jesus took upon himself at his cross for me, for you. And the Bible says, in fact, I mentioned this on Wednesday, I think, those who trust Christ pass from judgment to life. Think about that. No wrath for the believer. None, ever, for the believer. And here in verse 9 is the great promise. The Bible tells us, listen, the Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 19. It's an amazing statement. Now listen, scholars that are out there watching and reading this, you're going to say, that applies to Israel. It certainly does. But you cannot deny that the theology of Isaiah 26, 19 to 21 is also mirrors the promise of the New Testament. Your dead, God is speaking, your dead shall live together with my dead body, they shall arise. Think of Christ's resurrection. Awake and sing, you who dwell in the dust. Think about those who have died in Christ. Their bodies have turned to dust. For your dew is like the dew of herbs. What happens to dew in the morning when the sun comes up? That's those droplets of water upon the leaf of a plant or of an herb. If you had the patience to sit there and watch for a moment that leaf or that petal with the droplet of dew on it, you'd have to stare and stare and stare and watch and watch and watch. You know what would happen? It gets smaller and smaller and smaller until there's no more water on that leaf or on that petal. Where did it go? It evaporated right up back into the heavens, into the atmosphere. And the earth shall cast out the dead. Look at verse 20. Come, my people, enter your chambers and shut your doors behind you and hide yourself, as it were, for a little moment until the indignation is past. What indignation? Verse 21. For behold, the Lord comes out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The wrath of God levied against a Christ-rejecting world will have no consequence to the church. Luke 21, verse 35. Luke 21, 35, there begins. Let your waist be girded and your lamps burning, Jesus is speaking. And you yourselves be like men who wait for their master. Wow. Verse 37. Blessed are those servants who, when the master, when he comes, will find them watching. Verse 40, therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming in an hour that you do not expect him. What a tremendous truth that is. Christ is coming back at a time that you don't know the day or the hour, but you can know the times and the seasons. Let me tell you something right now. I'll be brutally honest. When the doctor says, you're sick, you've got cancer, it doesn't look good, set your house in order, you need to hear this from the Lord. If that's what the doctor says, then you need to understand something. You need to understand that you need to get ready. That's merciful. That's mercy. Rather than dropping dead in an instant, where there's instant judgment, if you think about it. But if you find yourself sick today, battling illness, cancer, diseases, leukemia, whatever it might be, may the Lord Jesus Christ heal you now. May he heal you radically in his name, because he does that when he chooses to do it. But if you're not a Christian, I mean this with all affection. If you're not a Christian and you get healed by chemotherapy or by treatment, well, you know, I'm kind of glad for you. Not totally. I said, Jack, how can you say that? Because if you get better and you feel great and you just go on living without Christ, you're still going to die. I'm going to die. But if you understand that the announcement is given that you need to get ready to meet your master and you set your house in order, then I can tell you this, you'll be ready to meet him at his coming. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10. Wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. 1 Thessalonians 2:19. For what is our hope, our joy, our crown of rejoicing? Is it not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? 1 Thessalonians 3, verse 13. 1 Thessalonians 3, verse 13. So that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. Those who have died in Christ, he'll bring with him. 1 Thessalonians 5:9 says, for God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Can you, wherever you're at right now, can you just say, thank you, God? That's 1 Thessalonians 5:9. He did not appoint us to wrath. That's a promise of God. You can get excited. The world's too quiet at this moment. It's quiet in here. It's quiet outside. That's a reason to shout. I'm praying for the moment that when the church on earth will no longer have a voice, will no longer be streaming online, will no longer be on Facebook Live or YouTube and teaching the Bible via the platform, because the church will have been silenced on earth. Why? Because we're not here. We're not here anymore. Because he didn't appoint us to wrath.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in his message called What You Really Need to Know in These Last Days. Thanks for joining us today. What You Really Need to Know in These Last Days is part of Pastor Jack's series called Combat Faith, a study in 2 Peter. It's a series about the Apostle Peter, whose life was transformed by the salvation of Jesus Christ and whose passion was to live out his faith as a messenger of the gospel. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. You know, like Pastor Jack said, we need to be absolutely certain of our relationship with Christ. It's why Peter kept sharing the gospel over and over again. Heaven, it's for real, and we want as many people as possible to go there. Peter's heartfelt testimony inspired generations of people to follow Jesus. But if you're perhaps still wondering what that all means, we'd like to help. Simply go to our website, that's at jackhibbs.com. Look for that tab that's titled Know God, spelled out, it's K-N-O-W, God. Now, once you're there, you'll discover the truth of what it means to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You're not here by accident, and God really does have an amazing plan for your life. Again, you'll find the answers you're looking for when you click on that tab labeled Know God at jackhibbs.com. That's at jackhibbs.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in his word. We'll see you next time here on Real Radio.